The cloister was a place of prayer and meditation for the canons, even after their secularization in the early 14th century. It was also a burial ground, as attested by the tombs in the north gallery adjoining the cathedral. The openings in the south wall leading outside were made in the early 20th century. We start our visit with the west gallery, the one on the right when standing with your back to the church. This dates from the period when the Romanesque cathedral was transformed in the 12th century. Its semicircular arcades, decorated with roundels, are supported by double capitals and twin columns. The first capital shows a string of stylized shrubs. Like the ornamental decor of the capitals we'll be seeing further down the gallery, it shows the influence of the great sculpture workshop of La Dorade, whose creations can be admired in the Augustin Museum in Toulouse. Others have scenes carved on them. The second has winged dragons. And the third, scenes from the Book of Genesis, Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel. In the centre of the gallery, the Evangelist's pillar is carved in the barrel of a fluted Roman column. You can see the fluting at the base. The Evangelists are carrying their attributes. You may recognise St. Mark with his lion on the entrance side, and St. John and the eagle on the gallery side. The capital shows the labours of the monthly round, broken down into four seasons, with the signs of the zodiac in the upper part of the bell. The full year is said by some specialists to symbolise Christ, with the 12 months representing his apostles and the four seasons the evangelists. The next to last capital is original. Harnessed horses are held by a male and female ostler carved on the small sides of the bell. The last capital, with its rather austere interlacing, heralds the pre-Gothic sculpture in the south and east galleries built during the first half of the 13th century. This pattern is found on three capitals, including the one topping the four small columns in the centre of the south gallery. The others are only carved with stylized foliage. There are several different styles. Some have three registers of smooth flat leaves inspired by Cistercian decor, while others have crockets with the leaves curled up into balls. Lastly, in the East Gallery, ball and bud patterns herald the arrival of the 13th century crocket capital. The North Gallery, which was started in the 14th century, is the only one whose spans are roofed with a ribbed vault. A number of prelates and canons from the cathedral are buried in the tombs there. I suggest you stop in front of the cloverleaf door leading into the East Gallery for my last commentary, number 19.